Get Talent podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Get Talent podcast. I am your host, Ben Cross from Glomo, and I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, co-defendant, conspirator. We've watched so many crime shows. Danny Herskowitz. How you doing, Danny?
Good. Good today.
Danny, what are we talking about today?
Vacation. But it's called vacation.
Vacation. PTO. Yes. Time off. Paid time off.
Paid time off.
People want to know, how much do I get? What are the rules? You know, I want to work here, but how soon can I not work here? How often can I not work here?
Right.
Is it a faux pas to discuss the PTO policy in the interview process?
Yeah, you brought up a good point before the show. Like, do we really get this a lot? And I would say when I first started, this was like one of the first questions when they would ask me about the job, how many vacation days? I feel like it's happening less, but it does come up, you know, so it does come up with certain candidates. And I think the distinction is candidates in the office, right? So now that a lot of the candidates we worked with in 2021, 2022, we're working remotely. So
you got to put pants on. Might as well be PTO. Okay. So during COVID, everybody's sitting at home. Nobody cared about the PTO policy. No. They're just keeping their head down, hoping not to, you know, get called back in the office. You know, exactly. It's like, if I got to dip out, you know, go to my kids' stay. Okay, fine. Yeah. Everybody wants that PTO now. PTO is a hot topic now, Danny.
It is. You know, it's like really interesting because I think it was like designed for the office culture, right? Working in an office. And now it's like, how do we do that with this remote thing? Let me ask you this. What do you think is the average amount of days that an employer will give to an employee in the U.S.?
Listen, good question, right? So this is how old you know somebody is, okay? It's like, if you're over 75, the answer is you get government holidays. If you're 40 or more, you're like, 2 weeks. What's wrong with 2 weeks? Everybody, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, guys. America, 2 weeks. I don't know. So for me, I'm a 2 weeks kind of guy. I don't know. I always grew up, it was 2 weeks. Isn't 2 weeks the standard thing or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'm around the same age as you. So yeah, it's about the same thing, you know,
Well, I'm 40. You're how old, Danny?
I'm 37.
Okay. You're an old 37.
I'm an old 37.
He's 40. He's basically 40. Danny's basically 40. Danny's the only guy I know that rounds 37 up to 40. But continue. Nonetheless.
Right. So the actual number is 11 PTO days on average offered by companies to their employees.
This is interesting. So I said 2 weeks. So two weeks is actually not 14 days. It's actually 10 days, 2 5-day weeks, right? Because you don't have the week.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So I was pretty close. 10 was pretty close. So you get 11, and then you also, does that include government holidays, or is that considered separate?
No, that's just PTO. Just simple, taking off, getting paid for it.
Interesting. So we're still kind of where we always were. So I'm not that old. I'm not that dated. But the flip side of that is if you don't negotiate it along with your compensation, I mean, it is a form, it's a benefit.
Yeah.
So if you're not negotiating that up front, like you can't start and be like, oh, y'all do 2 weeks here?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to get 3.5 or 4 at my other firm. And they'd be like, yeah, sorry, buddy, you signed.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's a good point. But a lot of times, from my experience, companies they have a policy. So they have like a vacation policy. So they're always like, you know, a lot of times, like, look, we can't break that, you know, maybe an exception. You know, it's not like they're saying, how many vacation days do you want, right? Companies are saying, what are your salary requirements? So I think it's maybe it becomes a little tricky for people to ask for that. You know, I was asking them, like, what kind of PTO do you need? A lot of them say between nowadays, 15 to 25 days. Does that sound crazy to you as a business owner?
I mean, yes and no, right? Like, if I'm being 100% honest right now, yes and no. Somebody says I need 15 to 25 days. I'm like, well, how are you going to? It feels like the business isn't the priority for you that I'd hope it would be.
Mm.
But on the flip side of that, our firm's policy is unlimited PTO.
Yeah.
So for some reason, I'm more comfortable with an unlimited PTO policy than 25 days, which equates to 5 weeks, which is over a month, which seems a bit extreme.
That's a really interesting point, right? PTO used to be, maybe when we were talking about PTO from when we started work, or you started work, you're older than me.
Finally, you admit, I got 3 years on you.
You got 3 years. You know, you were taking the day off, right? you were done. You're like, I'm done. I'm not looking at my phone. Now, I think the expectation is, you know, you're still looking at your phone. You're still doing urgent things. For the most part, everyone I talk to is still working or is available even when they're on vacation, right?
I will tell you this. Yeah, for me, it's like a trade-off. So I'm like, listen, you can have unlimited PTO. You can go do what you got to do personally. Please still continue to do what you got to do professionally. If we have a client that needs an urgent answer, we'll try to cover for you. But if they reach out to you directly, you need to get back to the client.
I agree with that.
That's kind of the way we look at it. We got some really good comments coming in here. Let's get to these. Hit that like button right now. Let's see what the listeners are saying. You ready to see what some listeners are saying about this?
Yes.
Marina Getz is saying PTO is just as important as compensation and other benefits. If it comes up during the interview, and in my opinion, it always comes up, it should definitely be asked.
Mm.
And Molly goes on to say, Molly Spaulding writes, are you seeing PTO outweigh compensation?
Interesting. Really good points there. First of all, yeah, definitely. I think to a lot of people that we speak with, time off is super important, right? Like you said, you know, spending time with the family. And
okay, but let's cut the crap. Is it more important than cash?
I haven't found that it is. I think when it comes down to it, 9 out of 10 times compensation outweighs the PTO. I mean, that's why people are working, right? So,
yeah, I mean, I Molly, great question. Compensation is still, to me, the number one driver, followed by things like culture and just work environment, maybe followed by flexible work arrangements, which is a whole nother topic. And then I would say PTO is probably after that.
What do you think the average employee gets from a sick day standpoint or taken? And what do you feel about sick days?
I'm opposed. No, I think you're sick. You're sick. You know. Yeah, that's tough. I think I leave that to the discretion of the employee. I don't personally allocate X number of sick days. I think when you start to get overly prescriptive and say, okay, you have 11 days of PTO.
Yeah.
You have 2 flex days. You have 6 company paid holiday. Like, I don't know. That seems just makes me tired.
Here's the thing. It's like, it's almost strange to say to someone, I've always felt this. It's like, you can only get this amount of days to get sick. You know, like what if you're sick for 2 weeks? What if you can't get out of bed? You know, to put a number on the sick days is, to me, is like, that could be out of your control.
It actually backs the employer into a situation now, because to your point, say you're two weeks bedridden and your 8 days of sick leave are exhausted.
Yeah.
And let's say your 11 days of PTO are also exhausted.
Yeah.
I've worked at companies where they start docking your pay at that point.
And that seems a little bit crazy to me.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We've got some people in the comments here. Ian Darlington writes, thanks for pointing out that 11 days is average for the U.S. We lag far behind much of the Western world, who have long since realized the importance of time away to recharge needed for the employees' mental health and their productivity. I agree with that, Ian. I will offer a counterpoint. We are at a labor shortage in this country, and our economy has been very strong for a long time. And we need the workers and we need the hours. But I do agree, as a person that just took 2 days off last week to go to a wedding in Long Island, I definitely came back super charged up, fired up, and extremely excited about coming to work.
Great point. It's such a good point. Yeah, you come back sometimes even with like a fresh perspective. I find that's like you have time to think about things, and it almost like it gives you new ideas sometimes when you step out of the environment. Do you find that?
Yeah. But at the same time, I'll be honest with you. When I hear people in like Europe are getting like 4-6 weeks off, these people aren't serious people. Like, you're not a serious person.
That was my last company. I couldn't believe it. They gave us, I think, 30 days off. It was a British-based company. I couldn't believe it. I was like, 30 days. At that point, you might as well give unlimited PTO.
So 30 days is 6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 5-day weeks.
Yeah.
This is great. We got some more comments coming in. Ian, how often have people seen the amount of PTO negotiable in practice below the VP level? Ooh, great question, Ian. So we say everything's negotiable, and we say you can negotiate it like comp, but how often, percentage-wise, give me a percentage, below the vice president, below the executive level, how flexible and negotiable is this?
You know, it really hasn't come up as much this past year. Like I said, because of the remote work, and I think because we work on a lot of sales positions also. So that's a little bit different. But I would say that a lot of times, I think a company would rather negotiate on the PTO as opposed to the salary a lot of times.
Why?
I think that's, you know, obviously from a revenue standpoint or from a cost perspective, they feel that it's more beneficial for them to negotiate on the PTO. And if it's important to that employee, and if that's really going to be the thing that gets them over the line, they're willing to do that. And I think they can make probably more of a case to do that than for like a salary band. What do you think?
I think you bring up a phenomenal point, Danny, because it is. It's a soft cost, right? It's not a hard dollar cost. It's a soft cost.
Yeah.
So if I can entice somebody to come over by throwing them an extra week, I'll do it. And furthermore, to the point, when you're negotiating for an opportunity, negotiate each piece separately. So negotiate your comp to the fullest. And then if they don't give you all the way, say, okay, I'll take a slight list, but let's talk about PTO. Mm. I know you said 2 weeks. I'd like four. Okay, we'll settle on three.
Great advice.
Now let's talk about benefits. Negotiate each piece. Don't try to negotiate everything and put a counter proposal for all. Negotiate them in stages. Like, you know, it doesn't help us as recruiters, but I think that's just a great piece of advice for candidates negotiating.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I'm sorry. So what percentage? I'm going to hold you to a percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give me a percentage? What percentage of the time is PTO negotiable for non-executive positions?
I would say it's like 60 to 70% of the time.
Yeah. 60 is kind of that number that popped to my brain as well. Yeah. There's zero empirical evidence to support that, Ian, but two guys that recruit people. Love it.
The more statistics you do, the more ridiculous it sounds to just throw out these numbers, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. We got another question. Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Fishweiker writes in. He says, what are your thoughts on candidates getting ghosted and or auto rejected for jobs they're applying for which they're very qualified for?
Well, you know what? This is a great question. We actually did a podcast on this about candidates getting ghosted. Look, I mean, automation, all that stuff, it takes away the candidate experience. And we said, look, what are the results you get from applying for a job online, right? It's like winning the lottery. So in my opinion, it's kind of like a broken model to an extent, the whole, you know, candidate experience when it comes to volume of candidates.
Yeah, I got two thoughts on this and I agree with you. First, the auto apply, auto reject, auto scanning resumes and filtering them and approving them, all the automation. This is the only logical conclusion to all this automation. Like, listen, it goes the other way too, Michael. I mean, if somebody posts a job, especially a job like accounts receivable specialist remote, they're going to get 300 applicants in the first day.
Yeah.
That auto apply stuff on LinkedIn or Indeed or whatever means that these hiring managers are just swamped. So on the flip side is the candidates are doing it too, which brings me to my second point. And we get this too. Sometimes candidates will write us and be like, you never got back to me, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they're right because stuff falls through the cracks. But at the same time, sometimes people aren't qualified for jobs.
Yeah.
I think they're qualified.
Yes.
Listen, I've been unemployed. Yeah. When I was unemployed, I was willing to do anything. Doesn't mean I was the best candidate for everything.
I honestly think, if we talk about this, I mean, hiring managers, you know, looking for candidates that way, it is a tough thing where you're sitting there and you're doing your job and you've got all these applications. Are you going to really look at them seriously? Take the time with all the things that are going on. I mean, that's the value of having a recruiter.
It really is the value of having a recruiter, because when 300 resumes come in for the highly sought after job, and there's also a recruiter involved in the process, that stack of resumes that gets handed to the hiring manager, your resume goes on top. Because I make a call and I'm like, hey, I got this guy, Michael. He's amazing for XYZ reasons. I think you should really talk to him. They say, well, I got 100 candidates. Okay, cool. Well, this guy's perfect for you. I know your culture. I know your strategy. I know what you're trying to do. He's done it all.
Yeah.
Talk to him. All right, cool. Send him over.
Yeah, that's, you got to bypass all of that, whether that's through a recruiter or someone you know. That's the key, you know?
Yeah, awesome. Paid holidays. You got a stat for us on paid holidays, Danny? How many paid holidays can I expect these days?
From what I saw, Forbes wrote 7.6. 7.6 paid holidays.
I would like to know what those holidays are. I'd like to know what percentage of companies offer which holidays.
Yeah.
Hey, we just started offering Juneteenth as a company holiday. It was important to us. We felt like it aligned with our values. It is a federal holiday, so we honor it. You know, as a CEO, this is one of those things where, like, I remember we were starting picking holidays, and it kind of felt like we were making, like, a lot of like religious decisions for people. We were making a lot of kind of cultural and even sometimes what felt like political decisions for people. So I just said, you know what? We're going to go with federal holidays are off. And then we're also going to say to you, if you have a religious observance, we're going to honor that. And you can have that as well. In addition to, you know, and Danny, you like to, you know, you observe the Jewish holidays, right? You're Orthodox Jewish and you observe the Jewish holidays. And we love that. And we love to support you in that.
Yeah, appreciate
and then you're also the guy that's like going to be bugging me on Christmas morning. Like, yo, I got this great candidate. I want to send it in. I'm not getting a response from the hiring manager. What's wrong with these people? And I'm like, yeah.
Now you're here. I'm gone for a month and now I'm trying to
You're gone for all of September.
Yeah.
Now Christmas morning, you want to talk. No, we like to celebrate our differences, you know, and I think that's what makes us really cool and unique. And so it's hard, though. I mean, I can't imagine as a larger organization how they roll out these big like, OK, here's the holidays. I mean, holidays stand for holy days, right?
Yeah.
So how are we going to tell everybody what their holy days are? You know, I personally, you know, believe in observing Juneteenth and Martin Luther King Day. Those are federal holidays for a reason. Right. So we observe those. Some people don't. So 7.6, I'm very interested to know what those 7.6 holidays are most commonly observed.
Yeah, so it's like when you put all this together, you know, the 11 days PTO, the 8-6 days, the 7.6 holidays, I mean, that's a decent amount of combined time off, right? PTO.
Danny, you want to give us maybe another stat before we start to wrap?
Yeah. So let's look at unlimited PTO, which is what we're talking about, what we do here at Glomo. So 74, according to the Harris poll, 74% of Gen Z that were surveyed want unlimited PTO. So
I want to meet the 26% of people who are like, you know what? I don't want, here's what I don't want. I don't want unlimited PTO.
Oh, yeah.
I see it. Red flag. I'm out of here. Okay.
I'm telling you, there's people. I talk to people that are like, no, it's terrible. It's bad. You don't know where you stand. I'm scared to take days off. You know, all that. So, you know, there are a lot of people that's
fair,
you know, that are against it when I talk about it with them. So I like it though.
Danny.
Yeah.
Can unlimited be too much?
I think it depends on the person. Like we talked about this accountability, right? That's big here. Ownership. Could it be too much for certain people? Yes. For certain people that need to be kind of told what they need to do, they need to have it. But for me, it's like, I agree. If I'm taking off next week, it forces me. I know myself, like, okay, I've decided to take off. Now I got to work harder this week while I'm in the seat to make sure that I'm not stressed out when I go away. So I think it puts more ownership on the employee because they might be like, you know what? I've got those days anyway next week. You know, let me just kind of put in my 40 hours. So I think there's, for the right employee, it can be great.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if this is going to become the default. I imagine this varies a lot by industry as
totally,
well.
Totally.
Right. I mean, is manufacturing going to do this? Is call centers going to do this? Is grocery stores going to, you know, is retail able to do this? I don't know. Probably not. I mean, and I also imagine it kind of goes for some reason, I think of this as a salaried benefit and not an hourly benefit.
Yeah.
If you're an hourly worker. The other thing too is contractors don't get this.
Right.
Contractors, I mean, and many times, I mean, sometimes they do. I mean, kind of some contractors are paid like on a salary, kind of like employees. But, you know, if you're only paid for the work you do, if like in the gig economy, if you're driving for Uber, you're not getting paid if you're not running.
Exactly. You're not getting PTO. Yeah.
You're just getting TO.
You're just getting TO, right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Danny, final thought before we wrap up here.
Yeah, I think the one thing I would say, if you're a hiring manager or if you're a company, consider the culture and the business model you have to make that decision. Everybody's different. Everyone has different needs and what they want to create. So think about the type of company you want to have and the type of people you want to hire and make a decision that's best for you. What do you
think? Love that, Danny. I think you're right. I think it's got to be what's best for you. But I would encourage you all to consider the unlimited PTO. Yeah. You do have to have the right culture.
Yeah.
You have to have people that are going to take it and not take it because they don't know where they stand. And you're also going to have people that don't abuse it.
Exactly.
So it really requires a high trust environment. Anyway, have a great one. Let us know if you have a topic for the next Get Talent podcast. I thank everyone who attended today live. Also, please don't forget to subscribe to all of our Get Talent podcasts on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Hit that like button one more time. We love you out there. Thanks so much, Danny. You're amazing.
You too, Ben. Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Get Talent Podcast.